The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 20th of June, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning to Jared.
Good morning.
Okay. He's going to be here at the helm for, gosh, the only one we have here for several days. All the producers got together and went to a writing workshop and left Jared in charge. Now's your chance, buddy.
It's all on you, Jared.
Yeah, it's it. Hey, and Trish Clark, because it is Thursday.
It's Trish Thursday. It is, and it's 72 degrees as we speak. We're looking for a high today of a balmy 91 with gusts of wind up to 18 miles an hour, so watch out for that wind. Clear with a low around 63 on Friday. Sunny with a high near 89. Again, windy and Friday night, clear with a low around 65. On Saturday, sunny and hot, up to 96 degrees, low of 66. On Sunday, sunny and hot, a high near 96, low of 65. And on Monday, still just a 94 and a 62. So we're looking for a little bit of a cooling trend. And we're looking for that. That's wonderful. I love it. I've not been happy with all of this great heat. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operate. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You sound very laid back this morning. Nothing. I wonder if I can torch you up a little bit.
Well, you probably can. The heat tends to mellow me. Makes me cranky, too. It gets really hot.
Three candidates for the assembly seat that Brian Daly vacated.
I know of two. Who's the third?
The third one, well, that's the first one.
Patrick Jones
Patrick Jones from Jones Ford here, who used to be the mayor of the city and all this. The second one is, of course, Megan Daly. Yes. Brian's wife,
yes,
who just announced, I think, Tuesday. We're trying to get her on the show soon. And the last one came in was Joseph Turner. He was the GOP president of the Republican Party in Lassen County. Now, I don't know anything else about him than that. He resigned the position so he could run and says that it's either change or move or something. They have to either California needs to change or people are just going to move out of it and we're going to be left with nothing. So it's going to be interesting. Megan was on the school board once, ran for school board. So she was on the school board once. Of course, we know what Patrick's had lots of experience in politics and such. And I'm not sure about Joseph Turner, but it's going to be interesting.
Those are Republican candidates. And, of course, we still got some time because the election.
They haven't even announced yet.
Because the election has not been finalized.
Right.
Even though Brian's been sworn into the Senate, the election's not, the results are not final. Until they are, the governor won't call for an election.
I think it's something like the 26th of June.
Well,
now, so there's still plenty of time for you to throw your hat in the ring.
Absolutely.
And anybody else, like Democrats. You think Democrats will?
I think absolutely you'll have a couple. And that was a question, and I'm not real clear on that because, as you recall, we did a runoff. So if we get a lot of candidates going, nobody gets 50%.
Can we do another one?
When do we do that? I mean, this election will be, I'm assuming, in November.
I assume.
I don't know. How that works out this late in the season. So because essentially we need to replace that assembly seat. We hope it doesn't take months to do that.
This is one of those things that the governor should just appoint somebody from here in Reading. or from someplace, you know, up here in mm-hmm. the district, should appoint
to fulfill
the end of the term. Yeah, just go in there, fulfill it to the end of the term, or at least until the next election cycle.
Yeah.
So we don't have to do anything special.
A special election.
Yeah,
and
you don't have to have a special election.
Yeah. Because this is a time frame. We,
yeah.
It doesn't
make any difference. You could put a goat in there because, I mean, you could because.
Well,
not
yeah.
that Brian Daly was a goat, but I'm just saying is that you can probably put anybody in there because, you know, with the supermajority and.
Doesn't make a lot of difference. Although Brian did a lot of good, but
Brian did that
in the background and different things that he was able to bring to forefront that are not really. There are still. It's hard to describe them at this point, but there are a lot of things that need to be done that are not partisan.
That's true.
And so those kind of things, if you have a level-headed person that has the conservative bend, can make those kind of things happen.
Mm.
It's getting they're getting fewer and fewer and fewer things that. That shouldn't be partisan all of a sudden are.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but.
The latest is the, they're getting ready. They've gone back because the last vaccination bill that went through, Gavin said, I'm not going to sign it the way it is. So they've gone back and added amendments to it, where before it was, you know, any time that you get a doctor's excuse saying you can't be vaccinated, you're going to have a Department of Health bureaucrat look at it and question the doctor. And if a doctor has given more than five exemptions, they're going to go back and investigate. They're saying that, okay, you can, if we're not going to get into this, if your school has got 96% of the people vaccinated and all this, but if it goes below 96%, then the bureaucracy gets into it again. The whole thing is the government getting in between you and your children.
Well, and that is exactly where I was going to go with that.
And that is
another one of those areas where government was never created to be all things to all people, nor should it be. And we just keep piling more and more responsibility on the government, taking away personal responsibility for us and our families. And these kind of decisions really need to be made by a family and their doctor, or at the very least at the local level. In the school district with our health officials, these are not federal kind of issues. These are not state kind of issues. These are local issues that need to be taken care of with common sense at the local level by the parents.
Well, there's lots of questions still about defining and what constitutes a fraudulent medical exemption and allowing for temporary exemptions, since when a child has a cold, which could count against a doctor's exemption count record. I'm told trust your doctor, but now I'm being told don't trust your doctor, trust the state. We're at risk of losing the doctor-patient relationship, lady wrote. Now, here's my thing is, everybody's all been out of shape over this measles, quote, epidemic. 1,000 people have measles. I'm not sure that's an epidemic in a 300 million population. However, it's not a disease. Measles is not a disease. It's an illness that many, 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 many millions of people living in the United States have had, you know, when they were growing up. And guess what? They grew up to be productive citizens. They got to go in the military. They got to run big businesses. They probably are even running, you know, government right now. And they all had measles. This is not a death sentence for measles.
Well, the other thing that's interesting about our society now is that we have gone through this, what I call a super clean meltdown of our society, where our children are growing up with, you know, being swabbed down at every site, washing their hands 55 times a day. They can't get dirty. They're not exposed to any germs. I am concerned that they're not building any kind of an immune system. I mean, they're not getting out and getting dirty like we did when we were kids and making mud pies and doing those things. The mamas are washing their hands and cleaning their face we're wiping down every surface they touch. And I'm afraid that they're not building an immune system. If you stop and think about the diseases, our kids are sick all the time when they're little. And I don't remember that.
I don't remember kids being sick all the time.
Oh, they are. They're in and out of the doctor, and they've got this and they've got that, and if you look at the amounts of visits to the doctors and stuff, I would bet that they're higher.
Well, you're being forced to go to the doctor. People are being forced to go to the doctor.
Why are they going to the doctor for sniffles and for?
Well, but they're being forced to go to the doctor for things like shots and all this kind of stuff. I mean,
we've always had vaccinations.
We have always had vaccinations, but they were things about polio or smallpox, not measles.
Yeah.
We've eradicated measles. So, I mean, big deal. Measles was a part of growing up. I mean, you and I are agreeing on this, but the people that are so upset about it have never gone through the measles. These are the 30 to 40 year olds. They have kids, 20 to 40s. They have kids. Oh my child! It's horrible if he has measles. Well, that's because they grew up
without having measles.
That's right. So, but they don't realize is that vast majority of this country had measles in the 50s and 60s and probably even the 70s.
Well, and is it, okay, so it's chicken pox that if you had...
Same thing.
If you had chicken pox, yeah, but if you had chicken pox as a child, which a lot of people do,
yeah.
Now they're all getting the shingles. Because if you had chicken pox, the chances of you getting shingles are, well, no, the ones they're wanting. And shingles are a really big deal, as I understand.
Well, that's absolutely, they are. But shingles are, you know, you can get it. You can get shingles if you had chicken pox, but I don't know what the percentage of people who have had chicken pox get shingles. I also know you can get a vaccination against shingles.
There you go.
So there's your vaccination, and you go down and you get that. That prevents shingles. I'm just saying this before we get into, but nobody forces you to get a shingles vaccination.
I'm not opposed to going back to the normal vaccinations that our children get. I don't want my children in a school where there are other students who are not properly vaccinated, because then they're going to get the disease. And I guess if my kids are vaccinated, it doesn't make any difference.
Da, 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 da. But you know one thing that does make a difference? A good night's sleep. You know what? If you haven't had a good night's sleep for a while, you may have to ask yourself, why is that? Am I just, you know, tossing and turning because of the thoughts of AOC becoming president? Could it be because I'm tossing and turning because the thoughts of Trump could become president? Well, you know what? It could be tossing and turning because your bed's just not comfortable. It just doesn't fit you right. But Sleep Number will. Sleep Number can. You can adjust the firmness on your mattress. Your partner can adjust the firmness on their mattress, her mattress, you know, and so you can set it from anywhere from zero, where it's extremely soft, to 100, where it's firm. But I've gone to sleep on 100 and slept all through the night because it's just a comfortable bed. So my Sleep Number is 60 and Linda's Sleep Number is 40.
And my Sleep Number is 55, and it has been for a long time, and I don't vary that very often. Except, as you indicate, if you've had a couple of restless nights, you can move that around or not feeling well. Maybe, you know, you can adjust it. Best bed I've ever owned, and I've had mine for 15 years.
Yeah, we know people going down. People are buying them. People are loving it. Bob and Brenda went up when they moved. The first thing they did after buying the house was buy a Sleep Number bed. And right now, you can go to Sleep Number over at the Target Shopping Center and get some of the lowest prices. We're queen. Sleep Number 360. And that's the one, the 360 smart bed adjusts to you as you move. The queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $1,299. Save $400 only for a limited time. But you have to go over to the Target Shopping Center. You have to go into the Sleep Number store. You have to say Carl, Trish, and Linda sent you. And then you say, I want to lay on the bed. I want to try it out. And then after you do, you go, oh, I should have done this a while ago. Sleep Number.
Big difference.
We'll be right back. 7:19 in the morning. 74 degrees out there, going up to in the low 90s today.
Yeah.
Oh,
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now Free Senior Day and loads of music starting at 5 p.m. and country at 8 p.m.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists,
comedy,
livestock judging, and entertainment galore.
Tomorrow, don't miss Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
All at the Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from the Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here, so this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders 2 exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
And who's to stop us from doing that?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. That was Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell. That song went with me through 5 combat tours.
That would explain a lot about you, Carl.
It probably does. This portion of the show, as does this, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Ted Leidy and his people at Northern Firearms Instruction spend a lot of time, not just with their students, but a lot of times in professional training as they go forward with the classes so that they can become better instructors, so their students can become more knowledgeable and better in the carrying of concealed firearms. Not only that, you can get classes in defense of your home, unarmed combat. We have instructors that do that too. Tactical rifle, advanced classes, all of these from Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. It is the 20th of June. It's 7:24 in the morning. At 7:30, we have a guy by the name of Daniel Ortner. And we're going to talk about censorship of the social media platforms from the Pacific Legal Foundation. Now, when we, I don't, I want to hold off.
Let's talk about arguments. That when he comes on.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about it when he comes on because he's got kind of a different outlook on things than some people do.
And he's from the Pacific Legal Council?
Legal Foundation.
Legal Foundation.
Well, he's, they're the ones that sent me the articles and said, do you want any of these articles, any of the authors of these to have come on? And I thought, and, you know, frankly, he was supposed to be on last week and I overbooked. Hey, you know, what can I say? But they've got several others on here that I think are very interesting, like what are the big cases that still remain in the Supreme Court? You know, how are those going to go? We've seen a couple of conservatives bond with a couple of liberals and pass some things that were surprising mm-hmm. to people. The other thing.
In a perfect world, that's how it should be.
It should be like that.
Absolutely. The issues should be decided on the merit of the issues, not on the conservative,
that
liberal
is absolutely
line.
Absolutely right. And this is one of the fears that people have that, oh, my gosh, if they're liberal, they're going to vote all the liberal things. And if they're conservative, they're just going to vote for conservative things. But I've seen them go 9-0 on things that you thought for sure somebody was going to in something like a gun issue or something. They went 9-0. Said, no, you've got the right to do this. And mm-hmm. then you saw Roberts, who had the vote when Bremer went over, and he had the vote to kill Obamacare before it started. Nope, let it run.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what? I guess you want justices that take a look at the – they don't vote their hearts. They vote way the law should be.
Well, one would hope, and the unfortunate –
You would hope.
Well, one would hope they're voting according to the Constitution because that's really what their job is. Their job is not to make new laws.
That's right.
Their job is not to set new precedent.
Nope.
Their job is to interpret the Constitution as it was written, as it was intended, and does this meet the letter of the law? And if it doesn't, then they shouldn't find one way or the other based on precedent.
You know how hard that is? Because you're writing, I'm interpreting the Constitution from the way it was written.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for a man, much less maybe a woman, and I don't mean this in any type of disparaging way, you know that,
mm-hmm.
to put themselves in the head of somebody that wrote this back in 1775.
Okay, but wait a minute. There is I argue that at length. If you want to know what they were thinking when they wrote every word of the Constitution, Constitution is a little bitty, bitty, bitty book.
Right.
Okay? Read the Federalist Papers.
Well,
there is a discussion about
Thomas Paine.
Every what was written by the Federalist Papers were written by Hamilton.
Oh, you're right.
There's a whole bunch of
Paine wrote something. They based a lot of this on.
Okay, and the whole they go through every word. Why it's an is instead of an are. Why it's a will instead of a should.
Okay, in your okay, I will.
And those justices, I would guarantee you know the Federalist Papers backwards and frontwards, and they did anticipate all of the things that they keep arguing about.
I think the fear of most people, I maybe it's not a fear, it's a concern. My concern is that they interpret it without the background, and then all of a sudden, that the idea that the Constitution's a living document to me is a pile of horse dung. It is not a living document. The Constitution was written, and it should be interpreted. If you say it's a living document, then you can change it willy nilly.
There are ways built in to the whole thing, to change the Constitution. You can't change it by a vote of the Supreme Court.
You can't change but lawyers,
but they have,
the judges
and they do.
Right now
are
legislating things that would never, they're deciding things that would never get through the legislatures.
Well, that's exactly right. And the problem with it is, and you go back and look at all of the basis of a lot of the problems that we have in the United States are based on really bad Supreme Court decisions. For years, the separation of church and state is probably the biggest example that you can point to, because for years the precedent was set that the Constitution never intended to dictate anything about religion. The Constitution and the meaning of our forefathers was simply that government shall make no laws concerning the practice of religion. The government's going to stay out of it. You believe how you believe. You go to whatever church you want to.
You want to put a cross up on public property? That's fine.
Absolutely.
But that was changed back under that one ruling, and now is being addressed right now.
That went away from precedent forever. For hundreds of years, they had looked at it. I mean, for all the first, every time it came up, and then because of one letter that was written over a thing that talked about separation of church and state, that is not in the Constitution, and I've had major arguments with people who say it. Our Constitution says separation of church and state. It does not, never did, and that was never the intention. It was absolutely that the government wasn't going to tell us how to believe.
You cannot have a state-sponsored religion. That was the big
That's
one because,
exactly
of,
right.
because of what had happened in
the
England
government
with the Catholic
is not
Church
going to be
and,
involved.
The, and, the, and then the...
King George, and he wanted to have two wives, and so he had to belong to the...
That was King Henry.
King Henry?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. He wanted to have two wives.
Church of England.
Church
he
of
established
England.
The Church of England right. as the church for England. This is why we did it. We don't want a state-sponsored religion, but we are protection of all the religions. If you want to put a cross up downtown here to remember the war dead from Reading, you should be able to do that.
But as evidenced by every one of our buildings back in Washington, D.C., our founding buildings, they've got religious sayings, they've got crosses, they've got the Ten Commandments, they've got In God We Trust everywhere. I mean,
look at your money.
Well, there you go.
Right.
I mean, everything about the United States is we were found on Christian principles. And
yes.
and it's never been an argument. Does that mean everybody has to be a Christian? Nope, never said that.
You can be Muslim.
You can be any religion you want. And you can practice it, but nobody ever said you can't pray. You can't pray in school. I mean,
everybody prays in school. I tell you what. Oh my God, please, Lord, please let that answer be right so I can just pass this test so I can get out of this class.
There you go.
Hey, 7:31 in the morning. Time to take a break. Hopefully, if this gentleman will call in. If he doesn't, I have his home phone number. I'm going to call him. Alliance Heating and Air. This was getting pretty heated. It's a good thing we have Alliance Heating and Air's phone number because they can fix your cooling problems. Yes, any type of make or model, they can work on it. There are people who've been through all the schools. They offer warranties and guarantees. They have so many things that they can do for your house, air ducts, your thermostats. You want hot water on demand? You want, continuous hot water? They can do that, too. All of this. Alliance Heating and Air, they can do it all. They've been voted best in the North State, and they are. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up into the low 90s. We'll be right back. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, windriver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Thursday, and, you know, I'm having a hard time getting going.
Okay, well, got your coffee. Well, I'll hit the electric prod here, and I'll just get you going there. Hey, this portion of the show at 7:37 in the morning is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Okay, people. You know what's going to happen on July 1st. And not only July 1st are you going to have to show your ID, blah, 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 to buy a box of 22 ammunition. The state of California, God bless them, with 10 days left before it says, you know what? I think you're going to have to use a real ID to prove that you are a citizen, because if you don't have a real ID, driver's license, you can't get on planes, you can't do anything. So now you can't buy ammo. So now you got to figure out a way. You got to bring in your passport or something else. For more information, call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 because they have a huge sale on ammo. The stuff is stacked up in there. You want 9mm? Get 9mm. You want 45? Get 45. You want 308? Get it. 380? It's there. They've got it all, and they've got copious amounts of it, and it's on sale. 2539 Larkspur here in Reading. Head on down there, get it now, because I guarantee you, come 1 July, your chances of buying ammo before this thing gets settled out is going to be really, really low.
I want to talk about that driver's license thing. Here's the funny part. I was down getting my new license because I wanted to do it, and the gal at the DMV was trying to talk me out of it. Said, you know, you don't really need this. You just got a driver's license. Yours is going to be good until. And I said, oh, I think I'm going to go ahead and anyway. Jack Nair was there. You remember Jack Nair? He used to be with the FBI around here. He said to me, Trish, go ahead and get it because it's going to get into the ammunition. It's going to get into all of this other stuff.
You can't travel without it.
Yeah, well, you knew that, but you can.
Yeah.
Until, you
right.
know, yeah. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey,
we have a guest,
Daniel Ortner. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, you know what? I admire your flexibility, buddy. Daniel was supposed to be on last week, and I totally messed the pooch up on that one. And So we reset, and but we've been having this little, you know, plan.
When are we
when
actually
is what
going to
happen? So I called Dan, and he goes, I thought that was later. But you are ready, my man.
Sorry about that.
No. Hey, I screwed it up last week. You called in last week, and I was like, you know, oh, no. But, you know, your topic is, should social media, or should the government censor social media platforms? Am I close on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm arguing very strongly, no, they should not. And, you know, you see in the media, even this week, there's been new proposals to regulate social media, to, you know, punish them because they're exercising speech controls. You know, they're not allowing certain viewpoints on their platform, so people say we need to regulate them. And my, you know, simple answer is government should stay out of the way of social media. Government regulation is not the answer. In fact, the First Amendment protects the right of companies like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to regulate and to limit access to their platform. It is their private property, and they have a First Amendment right to say, we want these views and not these other views on our platform. We may not like it. We can protest. We can be upset. We can boycott. We can do all kinds of things in the free market system, but we can't go to the government and get the government to force them to allow access to everyone.
Okay, but what about the steel companies? If the steel companies, say there's just one steel company in the United States,
yeah,
and they decide to set the prices at this point, can't the government, didn't Teddy, by God, Roosevelt get in there and he busted up the steel companies and said, you
yeah
will not. He busted it because they had a monopoly.
Yeah.
It's called a monopoly. Facebook have a monopoly?
Monopolies. Social media, the internet is free. You can go tomorrow and start your own website if you want to. You can raise money and get one launched. You know, we forget that Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook from his college dorm at Harvard with some computers and a couple of friends, and it's obviously, you know, blown up since then. But, you know, technology is such that anyone can start a website, anyone can build an app. Competition is real. Facebook is large, it is dominant, and Twitter and YouTube, but that doesn't mean there's no competition. Antitrust, you know, breaking up monopolies is really only when those companies are doing things that hurt consumers. Are they anti-consumer? Are they price fixing? Are they keeping competitors out with aggressive strategies? If not, then there's no room for the government to step in and break anyone up. I guess the other point is, what would breaking them up really do? People say, you know, break them up. Well, would breaking Facebook and, let's say, in WhatsApp or Instagram up into separate companies really solve the problem people are upset about, which is speech policies? And I think the answer is no, because it's not a centralized policy. It's just a group of West Coast California liberals that agree on speech policies. So I don't know that breaking them up will do anything in any event.
So what about the, you know, okay, so they can, but they have, wouldn't you say that Facebook and it's, I think they own, what, Twitter too? Or is it Instagram? They own something.
No, Facebook owns WhatsApp and owns Instagram.
Okay, so, but one person.
And others.
Well, yeah, I mean, but one person.
Yeah.
Having this much power to say, you know what, I don't want anything from, let's just go with this, anything from President Trump on Facebook. So we're just taking him off Facebook. I don't want to have anything that's pro-life on Facebook. I don't want to have anything that's pro-Second Amendment on Facebook. I mean, they can do that then, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, if they do that, we should be outraged. We can protest, we can boycott and start an alternative platform.
Well, and that's exactly what we do. All of us that are upset by that position, then stop using Facebook. You go to another platform.
What platform? Okay, what platform?
Start one. Just
you know
like
what?
He did.
Starting a platform like this, I guess if there are billionaires out there, I guess they could do that. You know, but they'd have to build it and get it going. So what Daniel's saying is, hey, government, stay out of the First Amendment.
Well, I think that's true, and I think it is the people.
You had, I'm sorry.
No. Go on.
Go ahead. I said Dave Rubin, the blogger, intellectual dark web personality, he just announced this week that he is launching a kind of alternative to Twitter. Some of his friends are going to start one. Whether it succeeds or not, this is something that's really, really ongoing. And a couple other platforms that are kind of conservative versions of Twitter or Facebook that now have decent followings. And actually, the president has speculated, people have speculated the president might open an account on one of those, and if he does, it would bring a lot of visibility to that platform.
Well, that would be, frankly, I think there should be alternatives on this. I mean, you even had, you know, AARP, which had a monopoly on things. Now there's another organization that is growing by leaps and bounds that doesn't have the same political stances that AARP does.
Well,
so that was started, and that to me seems harder to start than something like an online, you know, Facebook type thing.
I'm not a expert on any of these platforms, but I do know that Twitter has gone way up since President Trump.
That's true.
Started using it. And so if he were to go and sign on to one of these others, that would switch over and immediately. There's always a way to get around the bad people in the room. Government certainly is not always the answer.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
No, go on, Dan, because we have to take a quick break here. So give us another thought here, and then we'll bring you back on the other side.
Sure. I was saying, when government intervenes, they tend to mess things up. Government intervention, you know, even with good intentions, doesn't work out very well. And I think that it's really dangerous to have the government interfere with something that's worked remarkably well, like social media.
Well,
I think it does
work well.
I think that's time to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break right there. Hey, it's 7:46 in the morning with Daniel Ortner from Pacific Legal Foundation, and we're talking about should the government censor these big social media platforms? And his hypothesis is no, keep them out of it, because then you get into free speech and you get into free commerce, because this is somebody's possession. If this was something, this was his company, I don't want somebody coming in and telling me what I can have on my station, though there are rules, you know, via the FCC, but they pretty much let us run amok out here. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show being brought to you by B&T Satellite. $300 gift certificates in your mail. You should be getting them if you haven't gotten them already. To go down and find out the great specials that B&T Satellite are offering, and even more for military and first responders. They have specials down there where you're getting free movie rental, you're getting you can get streaming, you upgrade on your Dish Hopper. The Stars and Stripes package included at no additional cost. For more information on the Stars and Stripes package, call B&T Satellite 241-3474, 241-DISH, and it's veterans, it's active duty military, and active first responders. Give them a call. Locally owned, locally operated. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back with Daniel Ortner.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now Free Senior Day and loads of music starting at 5 p.m. and country at 8 p.m.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists,
comedy,
livestock judging, and entertainment galore.
Tomorrow, don't miss Logan Mines.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you. How you walk, how you talk, such a pretty miss.
And Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
All at the Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:51 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to about 90 today here on the 20th of June. A portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Plus, he has these great radios. People are down going, they're flying off his shelves. AM, FM, battery, or DC power. And it's got the weather. It's got the Weather Channel in there, shortwave. It's got everything in there for a very, very, very good price. Head on down to Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give them a call, 221-4144. Okay, we're here with Trish Clark, and we're here with Daniel Ortner. Am I pronouncing that right, Daniel?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and we're talking about censorship. Should the government get into the censorship or of social platforms? In this case, we're talking like Facebook. Facebook, owned by Zuckerberg, and he also owns a couple others that they just go past me right now. They shouldn't.
Instagram,
of course. And people ask, hey, do you have Instagram? Well, I don't have Instagram. but and Twitter, you know, he doesn't own Twitter though, does he?
No, yeah, Twitter is separate, and then Google owns YouTube. So that's like the big guys.
Now Zuckerberg, if he wants though, and they're doing it, they can take people off of Facebook, which arguably is one of the biggest social media platforms in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking what, billions of people on it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's massive. I think, you know, the important thing to remember, discussing earlier, is the government, when it steps in and intervenes, that's violating the First Amendment rights of the platform owners to curate speech as they want, because they can exclude voices. You have a right not to be associated with viewpoints or ideas you disagree with on your own property, so you don't have to let the protester in onto your property or the person who's panhandling. You can, you know, exclude them. And so the social media platforms is a similar thing. They can let out, they can let in or out who they want to on their platform ultimately. And then the other piece of it is that all the proposals that you see for stepping in and regulating the space, you know, Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley of Missouri, just proposed a plan which would, you know, say, well, if you want to, you have to be neutral. You have to let all political viewpoints on equally, and if not, you're going to be liable for a certain liability. And you have to go before the government every 2 years to get a permit.
to prove that you're being neutral in your search policies. That's his proposal, for instance. But the question there is, who decides what's neutral? Who decides what's biased or unbiased? I certainly don't trust government bureaucrats at the FTC to make that decision. Ultimately, it's a difficult question. What is the most neutral or correct policy to have? And it's just one that the market can sort a lot better than the government can. If you don't like the policy of one company, you can protest or you can get an alternative. But to suggest that government bureaucrats can make a better decision of what speech policy should exist on the Internet than private companies and private users seems ridiculous to me.
Well, here's why I'm agreeing with you, because we have a radio station here. My wife and I own the last freestanding, individually owned radio station in the whole area. They're all corporations. And there are people we will not have on our show. There is no fairness doctrine. People go, what about the fairness doctrine? I think that was done away with like in 1983.
It was a terrible idea. And it was only based on the idea that there's a limited number of airwaves, so we need fairness doctrine. But on the Internet, there's not a limit to the number of potential competitors.
Yeah.
So there's even the rationale for the fairness doctrine doesn't hold up on the Internet. If you are conservative, there are places you can go to get conservative ideas. There are whole websites. You can go to Daily Wire. You can go to Breitbart. You can go to whatever other website you want to get conservative news and find conservative communities. There's no monopoly. There's no restriction on what you can find. So the rationale just doesn't hold up on the Internet.
Point I was going to make, because there certainly are all kinds of really good conservative platforms out there beyond if in fact you're being eliminated off of YouTube or Facebook or if you feel like those sites are being taken down. There's certainly a lot of different places to get your point across, and a lot of those good conservative speakers that are on the airway, they're blogging, they're doing, as you indicate, the Daily Wire. You've got Andrew Klavan, you've got Shapiro, all of those different people out there that are having their say and getting the message across.
Yeah, I mean, you're not guaranteed the same reach that you have on Facebook. The First Amendment doesn't guarantee you the right to reach a billion people instead of 100,000 or a million people. These platforms are private property. They've done remarkably well by creating a great space for people. If they're going to be more restrictive now, then people are going to leave, and they're going to lose revenue, and then they're going to either change their policies or going to lose some of their market share. But that's really the way that free market competition works, and I think it works pretty well without government intervention. Sure, Facebook and YouTube are a little less more restrictive in their policies than one would like, but I think it's hard to argue that there's ever been a time where there's been more information available to people who want it than now. You can go online and find anything you want. You can listen to anything you want. You can watch videos by content creators, anyone you want to follow, and it's remarkably free, and it's remarkably successful, I think, at creating this marketplace of ideas.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was just going to say you made the point earlier that whenever we allow government to get involved in it, Carl and I were talking about this earlier in the show about another issue. My theory has always been that government was never created to be all things to all people, nor should it be, and we need to stop trying to let government solve every problem we come up with. We need to solve those at the local communities, at the local level. If you've got an issue with one of these platforms, have your battle there. Boycott it. Take your business elsewhere. Have you and all your friends stop using Facebook. If enough people stop using it, they'll make a difference to get us back.
Yep. And I think the part of it is government, whenever you have a government bureaucrat in there, you have the risk of some favoritism. So the companies that pay more donations to the candidates are going to get favorable treatment in Congress or curry favor with the agencies that are regulating them. And so it actually ultimately helps those that are in power. It helps the Facebooks and the Twitters and ultimately will harm competition. And one thing you should always remember is you see a company like Facebook calling for regulation, which they've been doing, you've got to think that regulation is not going to hurt them. It's going to help hurt their competitors.
Yeah.
Companies, when they seek the government, they seek government favors. That's never a good thing for competition and for the free market.
Okay. Daniel Ortner has been with us from Pacific Legal Foundation, and you've convinced me. You know what? As much as I dislike some of the things that I see, once the government gets into free speech, the next thing is they're going to start clamping down on everything. So
we don't want government involved in anything they're not already involved in.
Daniel,
we'd like to eliminate them from those.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It won't be the last time. We've got several other things we'd like to talk about. Daniel Ortner, how do people get a hold of you? How do they read
you? Pacificlegal.org is our website.
Yeah.
Yeah, pacificlegal.org is our website. We have all of our latest news. My blog post that I recently wrote about this topic is on there. You can get on there, see all the cases we're doing. We're fighting for individual liberty all across the country, representing people, fighting back against government overreach for free. We do a lot of great work to help people prevail against the government. Come take a look at all the cases we're doing and all the work.
There's a lot of them there. Okay, Daniel, thank you so much. We got to run.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, hey, when we come back from the news, we'll have Joe Comente with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It was erected using private funds more than 90 years ago to honor 49 servicemen who died in World War I. It's been maintained by a Maryland Parks Commission since the 60s. The court rejected a challenge from the American Humanist Association, which argued that the cross constituted an endorsement of religion.
On Twitter this morning, President Trump writes, Iran made a very big mistake. The president referring to Iran's downing of a U.S. Navy surveillance drone over the Strait of Hormuz. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the U.S. must move carefully if it's considering military action in retaliation.
I noticed that the Russian Kremlin made allegations in support of the Iranians. And, of course, this past week, the Chinese president, President Xi Jinping, called on the U.S. to cool its heels.
At the White House, a meeting on the Iranian situation is now getting underway. Investigators in the Dominican Republic now say the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz was a case of mistaken identity. They say Ortiz was sitting at the same table as the intended target at an outdoor cafe. The Federal Reserve's decision to hold interest rates steady is fueling a powerful rally on Wall Street, with the S&P hitting an all-time high. Right now, the Dow is up about 186 points, the S&P up 20, the Nasdaq better by 59 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The Dutch Prime Minister urges candidates running to replace Theresa May as a British Prime Minister to be flexible on Brexit. Three men vying to assume control of the UK Conservative Party all vow to take Britain out of the EU with or without a formal agreement for doing so.
Mark Rutte told the BBC he was an Anglophile, but he clearly sees plain speaking as the primary duty of friendship. He warned the UK's current red lines on customs union and the single market could lead to a hard Brexit, a hard border in Ireland, and perhaps the end of the Good Friday Agreement. He said there was no point in renegotiation unless a new Prime Minister came with new proposals. Mark Rutte's remarks show that Brexit is never far from anyone's thoughts in Brussels.
That's BBC correspondent Kevin Connolly reporting, and later today the Tories will vote on whittling down the field of three contenders to two. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The White House and Congress advancing legislation aimed at preventing those surprise medical bills that affect millions of Americans every year.
About one in every six hospital patients gets hit with a surprise medical bill, according to the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation. That's people with insurance who are exposed to extra out-of-network charges for emergency room or doctor services. President Trump has highlighted the problem, and next week, a Senate Health Committee is slated to vote on bipartisan legislation to require insurers to pay out-of-network doctors and hospitals the median rate that's paid for in-network providers. They are getting some pushback, though, from lobbying groups, which want disputed bills to go to arbitration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping making a rare visit to North Korea, meeting in Pyongyang with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark here today.
Good morning.
It's Thursday, my Thursday girl. And we're broadcasting on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, here on the 20th of June, 2019. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Trish.
It is going to not get so warm today. It's only 78 as we speak, maybe a little cooler, and we're only looking for a high today of 93. I mean, that's just downright balmy with what we've been having. And on Friday, we're going to have a high of 89 and a low of 66. On Saturday, a high of 96 and a low of 66. And on Sunday, a high of 96 and a low of 65. That's going to be a really, really nice kind of cool, calm down weekend. A little windy, high fire danger. Everybody needs to be really, really careful about that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
During the summer, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
Yeah, but that isn't what he says on his ad.
I know,
so. But
you know what? Hey, veteran-owned business and does so much for our community. They do.
Anderson-based
business. And by the way, what a great weekend to go to the Shasta County. Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, what a great
Shasta
week
County,
to the Shasta District Fair.
Shasta
I mean,
District
it is
Fair.
Just a beautiful,
it's gonna be beautiful
time out
there.
Oh, absolutely.
Linda loses me, and she loses me in the I go to every one of the booths, and if somebody gives me a bag, fill it up with stuff. Oh, here's a brochure. Hey, would you like to sharpen your knives? Oh, yeah, here, can you sharpen my knife? And he sharpens my knife, and here's one.
Clean your
you
glasses.
Wanna, oh, I get my glasses. Well, I don't wear glasses, but they could clean my glasses. My sunglasses. I go over to the Fish and Game, Wildlife Department, Game Department, whatever it is anymore, and they give you all types of things. You get to look at a bear. You go through to the guys from the outdoor, the Ducks Unlimited are there.
I hear you.
Healing Waters is there. The police, the CHP, all those people are there. And if you get one of the CHP, they're a publicity guy who also is a patrolman out there. Get him to tell you about how he sits out there in Anderson, where it's 55 miles an hour,
and
he stands out there with his gun, and he says, "Oh yeah." He says, I usually don't stop people until they've hit that 80 mark in the 55. And let me tell you, if you're doing 80 in that 55, how much that one cost you? That's like four times whatever it's supposed to be.
But
and he just sits there and he goes, I don't even kind of look at the 70s. So I don't look at 70s anymore because I'd be stopping everybody. But I tell you, since we made that announcement, a lot of people doing 55 out there.
Well, here's the frustration, and this is what we've talked about government in the last thing, and why they just irritate you. They're actually doing construction in that whole stretch, like in two spots right in Anderson. There's two bridges that need to be addressed, and that's where the major construction's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now they've got us all doing this 55 drill from the whole distance between just the other side of Anderson all the way into Bonneville.
Yep.
For what? There's construction right in the city of Anderson. Could they not just slow you down through that area for now and then when they get ready to actually do some construction beyond that point, make us do 55. That's why everybody's so irritated. There's nothing happening. There's nothing going on for the whole distance.
No, I'm not irritated because
8 miles of 55.
When we head south, Linda is usually, by the time we hit Anderson, is in warp 2. You know, not warp 3. She waits to get past Anderson to hit warp 3 in her car. But on this one, I can kind of like relax because we're only doing like warp speed, which is, you know. Honey, you know that the highway patrol is standing here. You know they're standing here with a gun. Okay.
Yeah, but this, and the irritation is because I am paying attention. I own 3 vehicles. I'm 1 driver. I mess up, then the insurance goes up on everything I own. I can't say, oh, well, I only drive this one. So I am very careful. I'm not going to get a ticket. But I'm doing probably close to 60 in that area, and the trucks are passing me. And you're right. The highway patrol is not stopping them. That is really irritating to me.
Well,
that's not what Joe came to talk about.
No, but you know what? We're talking about onerous regulations in the government. And so I'd like to introduce Joe Clemente, who is a Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Any onerous regulations over there at the Shasta border, you know, for Shasta County, your permitting?
I think we can do a whole dissertation on government and its intrusion into our lives, but I probably don't have enough time for that.
Not even to scratch the surface.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay. I really appreciate the new digs. These are really nice.
You've been in here before.
I've seen it under construction, but no.
Really? Has it been that long?
It's been too long since you've been in here.
I'm feeling like I'm kind of special today.
Well, you are special, you know? Dropped you off in the bus, all that kind of stuff. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a real early break today, and I'll tell you why. Is because you have proposed a tax, a countywide tax.
I have not presented it to the board, but yes, I am working with another board member, and yes, that is the plan.
But has it been, you've talked about it out loud.
Yes.
And there's a few things we want to talk about that. And, of course, before the show's over, we want to talk about this Seattle's Dying event that you also are presenting to. But let's take a quick break right now, Jared. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You want to find out how to move your dreams forward, you go down to Cornerstone Community Bank. They've opened up, of course, the East Cypress branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They've moved from their East Cypress branch down to the brand new building, and it's really great. They're having a grand opening there, in fact, pretty soon. The Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, people that work there, your neighbors, locally owned and operated. Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, we'll be right back. Trish Clark and myself with Joe Clemente of Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1, on the 20th of June here. It's about 75 degrees going up to 90 today. We'll be right back.
When the truth is found to be
start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now Free Senior Day and loads of music starting at 5 p.m. and country at 8 p.m.
Daily entertainment with Hypnotist.
Comedy.
Livestock judging and entertainment galore.
Tomorrow, don't miss Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
All at the Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long
way. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio Studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? I kind of think of us as more than that. I think it's kind of like we're the newspaper on the air. You know, we cover all so many things going on. We have an in-depth discussions with our political leaders, with our business leaders, and all this. Talk radio. Though we are talk radio, but we try to be more than that.
And you know, the comments that I get from the community about the time that I spend here, and we don't get a lot of phone calls. So you sometimes think, well, I don't know, is anybody listening? I can guarantee you they are, but the comments that I get as I'm going through the community, they like the diversity. They like the fact that we get all kinds of opinions, and people actually argue and debate issues without getting their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. It is a good thing, you know, and it should be able to do this. I did a big mea culpa the other day about losing it during a dinner, and it totally surprised me. I've apologized to everybody. Not that it really makes that much difference, but we should be able to discuss these things. Joe Comente could come in here with a totally opposite way of wanting to do something than you and I or me. And we should be able to, Joe and I should be able to discuss it, disagree on it, and then go down and have the coffee afterwards that we do a lot. So,
and we used to be able to do that with all kinds of issues. Yeah. We've pretty much gone beyond that in this United States right now.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Yeah. Anyway, Joe, you have, of course, a supervisor, a District 1 Board of Supervisors. You were just elected last November.
Yep.
When you came in, you were talking about, hey, public safety. And you've been there now for 6 months.
Yes.
6 months. And the idea, when you see things that need to be done, you proposed a countywide tax a while ago, and then you backed off because you heard the city was going to do a tax.
Correct.
Why have you changed and come back with it?
Well, I think the needs are so
right there. We have to do something. And I stepped back for 3 months, and I kept waiting to see a plan and seeing some form of action. And I met with the gentlemen who are spearheading the Citizens Initiative, very bright young men, very successful. But I'm one of those people who at some point in time needs to see a plan. So after 3 months of not seeing a plan or hearing about a plan, I decided that the clock was ticking. These, like any of these social ills, they don't get better if you ignore them. You really have to set up an aggressive stance, and even now it will take us years to really get to where we want to go. So I just felt like it was time to say, okay, well, I'm going to make this recommendation to my board. I've got a pretty detailed plan, which is certainly subject to revision, and then we're just going to go for it.
Okay, well, we'll lay out the plan that you have
here. Okay, again, I want to preface it by saying this has not been presented to the board. This is just Joe Comente giving you some ideas. Now, Supervisor Morgan and I were assigned to an ad hoc committee, so we've met with Anderson, two members from Anderson, two members from Shasta Lake, and then I met, because Steve was unavailable, with two members from Redding and with Barry Tippin. My approach is a specific tax. And I will say this because of my experience with D&E, and as you may remember, I was pretty vocal in support of D&E, and I knocked on doors, and I made presentations, and then we all saw how that went.
You got hammered, man.
I got beat up pretty badly.
Whoa. As well they should for that type of thing.
And I have a very simple philosophy in life. You can beat me up once. But the second time, that's just not going to happen.
No, because then they call you names.
But let's, because you obviously like it.
And that's not going to happen.
Okay, let's remind people what D&E was.
It was a general sales tax. I think it was for half a cent. And it was geared towards public safety. But as you know, the general sales tax, it goes to the general fund, which means it can go anywhere.
And then an advisory measure.
And yeah. the anecdotally interesting thing about that is... D got smashed, like 38 to 62. But the advisory measure got 66.38 or 39. Now, I realize that's not empirical. That's anecdotal. But it does give you an inclination that this community is ready to invest in public safety as long as they know exactly where the money's going.
And you've hit the absolute nail on the head. The trust between the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and the Redding City Council and the community they represent is not there. They do not have faith that if it isn't in stone, the elected officials now or in the future are going to follow what the people want.
Okay, well, let me take the other side of that one. And the thing is this, is that we've been saying that. Yet since those two measures, we've had a big changeover in the city council,
which still needs to prove themselves.
Well, that may be, but Julie Winter said it right here. She said they elected us to make these decisions, and if you don't trust us, why did you elect us? So, what's the answer to that?
Well, I have a counter to that.
And
sadly, in today's world, you know, every politician everywhere is under suspicion. That's just the way it is. So I look at it more from a business standpoint. If I'm going out and asking a group of investors to invest in me or invest in my business, they want quantifiables. They want specifics. It isn't about whether they trust me or not. It is really more about how do we control our investment, because we want a specific return on that investment. So my attitude in approaching this is, whether you trust me or not, it's not about Joe Comente. It's not about Julie Winter. It's not about Barry Tippin or Larry Lees. It's about the people. And if the people vote yes, if this is where I want my money to go, because I'm a shareholder, I'm a stakeholder, this is where I want my money to go, then that's where the money goes. And then we as elected officials or as government officials, we only can do, as we should, what has been expressly willed by the people.
Absolutely.
And you do that with a two-thirds vote, and that's the only vote you're going to get passed.
Yes, and that's the counterintuitive thing, but this is California. Where if you want to do anything you want with the money, you only need 50 plus one. But if you specifically articulate where the money's going to go and how you're going to spend it, you need two-thirds. I don't quite understand that, but then there are many.
Isn't that strange?
There are many things in California.
I think they got it wrong back then. But, okay, so what in your proposal, what is it, kind of broadly first, and we'll drill down?
Well, obviously the biggest thing we need are jail beds. And certainly we can look back in history and we can say there were certain things that we should have done that we didn't do.
And that's just water under the bridge, and you can't undo it.
Yeah, as a candidate, you can say that, but once you get the job, now you own it. So you can't say, well, if George Bush hadn't done this, I'd be able to do that. It doesn't work like that.
Doesn't work like that.
You own the job. So we need jail beds, and we need jail beds for a variety of reasons, and I think that's really the whole model around Seattle is dying. We have to be able to incarcerate people long enough to get them in medically assisted treatment, those that need it. So not only do we have to arrest bad guys, and some bad guys need to be arrested and they need to stay in jail. Others we can arrest and we can see if we can help them. They're already in jail. We're already paying for them. Why don't we see if we can help them? So the number one need we have is jail beds. We absolutely need to be able to take these people off the streets. Even when you look at the whole SOR program where you could go on an ankle bracelet, well, they the defendant, the suspect, the criminal, has the choice of saying, well, I'll either go to jail or I'll put this ankle bracelet on. Well, guess what? I'm going to choose jail because you can't keep me. So they all know that. So we have ankle bracelets literally sitting on shelves because they don't have to put them on. So jail beds is the number one thing. But that's not an easy hill to climb. So right now we're looking at things like the jail annex, which first came up in the Safe City Project. The chief of Anderson brought up the transitional rehabilitation facility, which I think is a brilliant idea and one that we should move forward on. Regardless of where the navigation center is, that concept works. It addresses the misdemeanors, and it allows us to incarcerate them and then get them the help.
And it's a step in the right direction while we build another jail.
Unquestionably. And that's the thing that I'm hoping the community can embrace is, regardless of what happened in the past, we're going to have to step our way to this. So let's say we can do, and we're already, the county's already looking at what it's going to cost to do that. That can get us anywhere from 60 to 80 beds. It's a start. And if we can get, even if we can't get that up and running with the money we have, it's something that you can go to the community and say, we've got skin in the game. Okay, we are investing in our business. So we need you now to help us so that we can implement this. The other thing I'd like to see, and this also came out of the Safe City Project, was another Crystal Creek. I think an inmate work camp makes perfect sense. And if you look back at some of the things that Crystal Creek did, some of the things these men did, it was pretty significant and impactful to the community. And that's another thing we can do almost immediately. Because the biggest thing
is that facility is not available.
No, no, I am in.
No, that is way, that's way gone. But what you're proposing is building another one then.
Yes, yes. And I'm in conversation with a landholder here that may be willing to help us with that.
And you're absolutely right. The jail annex where we have the garden, those people were incarcerated down there and did a ton of things to rehabilitate them in the process. Crystal Creek was tremendously effective. Correct. And another rehabilitation effort that also contributed to a lot of things in the community.
It's my understanding they have a significant impact on this, on what we're going through right now. A county this size needs 1,000 beds. We have over 300 right now.
484.
We have 484. Okay, 484. We need another 500-person jail. So would this be a result of this tax, a large jail, even parts of it, maybe even major parts of it, were for low risk? You know, like low, you've got high, a high level.
They call them low level offenders.
Right, low level offenders. Misdemeanors. So you could have the majority of the jail for that, and then you could have a couple of floors for the bad guys.
Of the 484 that we've got there, how many are permanently sentenced that we're now actually acting in prison?
I don't know the exact number. I'm going to guess somewhere around 20%, but I don't know the exact number.
I'm not even sure it's that many.
Yeah. I don't know the exact
number. Yeah, I'm not even sure it's that many. I know there's only like 20 of them that are available to be moved out of the jail into another facility like, say, Alameda and all these.
Which we're looking at. Actually, there's 44, 12 of whom are women, but then you have to qualify. Do they have medical treatments? Do they have behavioral treatment or issues?
That drops the number down.
But we're working on that. That's something that's been brought up recently as Tuesday.
Let's go back to Joe here. And so part of this is incarceration.
Yes.
Big part of this. The other part is like a work camp.
Yes.
To start with the detention center that moves people in the navigation center. All these could be combined into that. Well, not the work center or the work camp, but
The others could be combined. So are you looking at, for this tax, is constructing a jail?
Yes. Yeah. The very short answer is yes. And when we go through this tax, you'll see that a certain amount of the money is being escrowed for capital improvements. And based on the projection that we have right now, which, again, is subject to complete change once it goes to the board, it's about between $8 and $9 million every year that we can accrue for capital outlays, because I absolutely think we have to build a new jail facility. It's just a matter of how long is it going to take us to do that. And we need to begin that process now, but we're dealing with state agencies, so it could be 5 to 10 years. I mean, realistically, it could be 5 to 10 years. So we have to look at that as the, you know, kind of the end game. Certainly in my perspective of my political career, that's kind of the end game for me. But we also have to do the incremental steps. But yes, this tax is designed to accrue money so that we can either pay for it outright or we can leverage a bond against it and say that we'll have yearly income to support that.
So we're talking about a 1% countywide
sales tax. Yes.
Specific sales tax that's going to take a 2/3 vote.
Yes.
That the city, the three cities and the county all have to buy into.
Correct.
Okay.
1%.
A comment here before we take a break. Interesting how the gas taxes keep rising with no benefit for our community and no one makes a sound. Yet we try to get a one cent tax to make our community better and people go crazy. This is something we can do and see the result. I'm glad Joe is driving this one.
Well, thank you.
Signed, Debbie.
This
was anonymous. We need to take a break, though, and when we come back, I want to drill down into this because there's more to it than just a jail.
Yes, correct.
You're talking about this money being...
the criminal justice system.
Okay, yes. Criminal justice system. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You know, they're on Hartnell. They're in the middle of the city. It's, you know, if you're tired of just having to take care of everything and you want to be able to get around... bring your little pet with you. River Commons just makes sense. Gourmet dining, activities all the time, being able to use this as your base to you go out and travel and all this. There's so many great things about River Commons Senior Living. You have to give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian, and he's going to invite you down. Come on down, have lunch, talk to the people there. There's nobody there that's not enjoying themselves. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Trish Clark and myself and, of course, Joe Comente.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win 3 slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley Davidson Sportster Iron 883. From Reading, Harley Davidson. No chrome, no apologies, just an authentic ride. Riding in Style Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:35 in the morning. It's 75 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, get an appointment there. Go down and see Tim or Logan. And the number is 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, the only place to get a haircut for most of us.
Was that a subtle jab?
Nah. 8:35 in the morning, we're here, Trish Clark and I are here with Joe Clemente. We're talking about his idea for a proposed 1% sales tax.
Correct.
It's 1%, but if you want to get into the numbers like that, a 1% sales tax would be add from 7.25 or 7.5.
From 7.25, a 1% added to 7.25. If you're doing the math of a relationship, right, what is that an increase? It's a 13% increase in terms of 1%. So eight and a quarter percent is 13% higher than 7.25. I think
right,
that's where that,
and that was
math
that's
was
where
going.
It came from. But it in reality, it would be another cent on the tax that we're paying right now. So instead of paying 7.25, we pay eight and a quarter.
Correct.
All right. So I hope that clears it for everybody, because we were all getting our computers out here and looking at it. Now, it's not just for the jail.
Correct.
It's not for locking up. You are adding other things in this.
Correct.
Okay.
And
what are they?
And the way I did this was very simple. I looked at the population, and then I took what percentage of the population each municipality and the county has. So if you do that, you look at, say, Redding. Redding's about 50% of the population. And then I looked at two categories. I looked at what would go directly to the city, to the respective municipality, and then what needs to go into the criminal justice system. And I did a 30-70 split. So 30% of 50 is 15%. So 15% of the tax, which we're projecting at $26 million, will go to the city of Redding for police, and only for new hires. And that equates to about $3.9 million.
Okay.
Or based on their fully loaded, and again, everyone, please understand these are not finalized numbers, but that will equate to, if you just go with police officers, which you don't need to do, obviously, you know, and I know in having talked to the chief that they would look at CSOs as well, but you're looking at, you know, about 24 certified police officers with that kind of money.
$3 million?
$3.9.
That's all? I mean, 3.9 would pay for 24?
24.5 based on my math. And again, this is not exact. It's not an exact science.
This is their salary.
This is fully loaded. If you look at their salary
and
their benefits and everything.
24?
24.
Okay. All right. Let's move from
there. So that kind of goes through that. So you go through that for Anderson. You go through that for Shasta Lake. You go through that for the sheriff's office. And the sheriff's office will pick up about 20 or so, which we hope would be immediately assigned once they are recruited, immediately assigned to remote areas.
Bernie,
yeah, because we don't have 24/7 coverage right there, and obviously the sheriff wants very much to have 24/7 coverage there. We certainly want to protect our community everywhere, and bad guys know where cops are not. So that's that section. Then 70% will go into the following areas. So the district attorney. The district attorney can get up to, and this is if she just hires attorneys, and she's not. She'll hire support staff and paralegals, but she could get like 9. The public defender could get 3. Probation could get 6 caseworkers because they don't have enough caseworkers to work cases. And then a bulk of the money would go to the jail and what I'm calling the transitional rehabilitation facility.
Well, how much
that's
would
about
go there?
$15 million. $15 million of the 26.
Right now, it's over $10 million just to take care of the jail we have.
Right. And that's already part of the budget. So
right,
this is additional money. This is money can only be used for new people. So based on a fully loaded cost, and again, these are still in the projection form, you're going to get over 50 correctional officers out of this.
I understand that. But then where's the money from this tax would not build the jail, though? Is there enough left over build the jail?
The way I divided the 15, and this is kind of arbitrary, and again, all of this is subject to further discussion, I did a 60-40 split on the $15 million. So 40% is $6 million. 60% is $9 million. $9 million will get accrued to go to build new jail facilities. So you've got $6 million to staff and $4 million to build. $9 million to build. Does that make sense?
It does. But if it costs $10 million right now to run our jail, and it's approximately that, it would cost then with something that's another jail. Essentially, so that would – I'm not sure if the cost would go up to $18 million or if it would be because you'd have because of the cost of everything. Now you're talking instead of 400 prisoners, you're talking 900 prisoners. So do you double everything or can you save money with the because you've already got an establishment there and we've got the guards and so
– Yes, I think you can save money. There's economies of scale. And when you look at the money that's for capital outlay, that would also include overhead costs. So, electricity and HVAC and those kinds of things. So there's two separate categories. One that's for the jail operation and which would be the correction officers, and then there's a piece that's for running the facility, the building itself, and the costs that are inherent in running a building.
Could then the DA use that money for any way she wants?
No. The other part of this is that there'll be a rolling projection. So each entity will be required to state, like you would in a business plan, what's your rollout strategy? So how long is it going to take you to get to these number of people? And then what are your measurables? So we use police officers as an example. It may take them 3, 4, 5 years to get these, get up to the level of staffing that they want. What are the measurables each year we're going to see? One of the things you'd probably see is if you have more police officers on the street, a decrease in response time to a priority one call. So there's going to each entity will have a 3-year rolling plan. So they have to keep adding a year on that can be evaluated as to how are they doing in terms of measurables. Again, think like you're an investor investing in a business. You're going to want specific measurables to know how is my investment playing out. So all of this would have to be quantified and will be quantified. Should this actually get where we want it to go, this will all be quantified in the measure itself that states here's where the monies are going to be spent and here's the timeline that we're projecting.
So we're not taking – like if you had a tax that just as Nick Gardner talked about on the show, a tax that just goes strictly to a jail and taking care of the jail and takes over all the expenses of the jail, the new jail and the old jail, and that would free up money in the general fund to hire more people.
I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah,
I just look at how can we add money to what we need more money. I mean, I think that's pretty
right.
Significant.
I think probably, and I don't disagree with all of the things that you're saying. I'm questioning how you put all let me back up. The only thing that the citizens of Shasta County are going to vote for is something that is absolutely in concrete, defined, so that nobody gets to play with it and interpret what we meant when
correct
we passed. Got to be clear.
Correct.
Crystal clear. You're putting a lot of language that I'm having a problem seeing how you're going to write that out in a ballot measure that is totally understandable and clear so that the average person is going to buy into it. And we've watched these things that we've passed in the state over the years going clear back to Prop 13, which we thought was, I mean, and still is arguably one of the best things we ever did to protect our property tax. Involved in that proposition, however, is the basis of our problem when we turned over that property tax to the state of California without knowing it.
Right, right.
So how do we avoid putting things in there that are going to come back and bite us on the bottom because we didn't anticipate they would be interpreted that way?
I think the simplest way to do it is just articulate exactly where the money can go in broad terms. And by those broad terms, I mean you can only use it for new hires. So you're not using for any existing expenses or any existing liabilities. You can only use it for new hires and training of those new hires. And that can go through every category. And then behind that, you can really articulate like you would do. So you'd have a summary to a business plan. The summary would say that. But then as you got into the business plan would articulate, okay, here's the DA's office. Here's the rollout strategy over the next 3 years to continue rolling every year so that we know exactly how many people and where they're going. But the key is, because what I think what freaks most people out, and it freaks me out, is that we're going to backfill because we have expenses and we have unfunded liabilities and we have things that are going to come and haunt us at some point in time and are haunting us now, quite frankly, that this money cannot be used for that, and that we can very simply and clearly articulate this is for new hires doing these things.
Okay, it's time to take a break here. We got people on the phone, and also before it's in our last segment, I want to talk about Seattle's dying,
okay,
and what's going to happen with that event too. So let's take a quick break. It's a portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's they are specialists in emergency care. You're going to be seen in 30 minutes or less. If you have to go to the Shasta County to the emergency room there, you'll be seen in less than 30 minutes. This is huge. They put more people in there. They put new systems, new ways of doing things. All this is to help people who are in pain at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back with Joe Comente, Trish Clark, and myself right after these messages. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now Free Senior Day and loads of music starting at 5 p.m. and country at 8 p.m.
Daily entertainment with Hypnotist.
Comedy.
Livestock judging and entertainment galore.
Tomorrow, don't miss Logan Mize.
Hey, I've been thinking about you. How you are, how you talk, such a pretty miss.
And Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
All at the Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Of course, with the last 8 minutes, I've got like 12 people on the line here that want to talk. So, but we've got a couple of things we have to do first. Our, of course, Trish Clark and I are here on this Thursday with Joe Comente at 8:50 in the morning. It's about 78 degrees out there, going into 90 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, Joe, you have one of the big things that's getting ready to happen is Seattle's Dine. There's an event.
Correct. It's at the Cascade Theater. It is sponsored by the Shasta Builders Exchange, their political action committee, Riggs Media, and then donations from the good senator.
Marisha Hennessy.
Yes, and then Captain Davidson retired. So I want to make sure that, you know, no county funds are being spent on this. I am not representing the county in this. I am just a citizen. But the purpose of this, and I've seen the movie four times, every time I've watched the movie, I learned something else. And this is not about any political vilification or validation. You know, there are no absolute right answers to this. There are no absolute left answers to this. This is about taking a look at what could be and making sure that it doesn't happen. And I'm very confident, based on the quality of people in this community, regardless of their political leanings, that we will come together, we continue to come together, and we'll address this. So I think that's the purpose of viewing the movie. And then after that, we've got Dr. Greg Greenberg, who is an ER doc who has specialized in dealing with addictions, and he sees on a daily basis the impact that addiction has on our medical community. And then we'll have our district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, actually talk about how it impacts law enforcement. And then my goal is to do a very a very simple survey that people can text their vote in right there that basically said, if the money was guaranteed to do these things, would you support it? And it's far from scientific, but at least give us an inclination of where the community is leaning. So it's very important if we can pack the house. There is no charge. The movie itself is only 57 minutes, and then each presenter, each keynote speaker will talk for probably 15 to 20, and then we'll do the survey.
That's so kind of doors open at 5:30. It's free at the Cascade Theater on July the 9th, and you'll be out there by 8 o'clock.
That is the goal, yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go. I
have one thing that I want to put in the mix on this, and I want to do it on the air because I think it's so important. Public safety is what we're addressing with this tax.
Correct.
Public safety includes fire. In the city of Reading, fire is part of the city's budget, and so that's taken care of. Beyond that, we have the unincorporated area, which has the county department, which contracts with Cal Fire. Beyond that, you have fire districts. You have the Anderson Fire Protection District. You have the Happy Valley Fire Protection District, Millville, Cottonwood, Shasta Lake. These departments all need somehow to share in this, because if you pass a 1 cent sales tax in this county, all of those smaller departments trying to raise funds for what their need, and we have a fire problem in this county, they need to be addressed as well. They're going to have a hard time getting anybody to pass a tax. We just did 1% for public safety. They should be part of it.
Okay, and as I've been very clear, this is not reflective of the Board of Supervisors.
Exactly.
So I'm very confident when it comes to discussion, which will be July 16th, when it comes for discussion before the board, I'm sure that all those issues will be addressed. And I encourage anybody who has specific issues to come out and address them during that time period, because that's when this will be made public there in terms of now being part of a governance approach. And again, I can't say this enough. This is just my suggestion. There are four other board members that have input. Well,
everybody's got important things. It's called mission creep. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
You want to go to Nick first? Nick's on the line, too. I'd be happy to wait to see what he has.
Okay,
we've
got like 3 minutes. Okay,
well,
Nick,
I mean,
you're up.
You know, it's important,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
I don't have time to articulate everything I have to say, but I hope to be on the show next week. I'm looking at our approaches as going to war. I see Joe's approach as fighting a lot of small battles. My approach is to go in and hit them head on and knock out their main force, and the smaller battles we can take care of later. That's how I feel about taking care of the criminal element in our county.
And you are advocating the tax goes all to support a brand new jail and everything it takes to put people in the jail and keep them in there through the people and the cost of it would all go for that one thing, and then the rest of the general fund that the money was in there could go to other places.
That's right. At least 500 beds, and we'll lock the scallywags up, and it'll be a lot easier to mop up the rest of the mess.
Well, I hope those little scallies will not be wagging. But okay,
we'll
you're right.
We'll talk next week.
Got
Thank
it.
You.
Okay, Terry, you got like a minute.
All right. Well, the thing is, Joe and I talked yesterday, and I asked him to look into the AB 109 money. You had made a comment the other day that the majority of that is supposed to go to probation. However, there's mandatory and discretionary spending. Mandatory spending is what they have to spend the money on. Discretionary spending is what they can use for something else.
So what's the question?
If it's discretionary spending, you can vote on it. If all this is mandatory and money has to go somewhere, why do they have a vote? You don't have voting on mandatory money. And I'll leave it with this. Probation left over had $1,200,000. They had that, and they're going to raise that again. And the jail had $570 left. We can take money, and they have taken money from probation and put it in the jail. And I asked Joe to look yesterday and find out where the discretionary spending was, because we have money for police officers.
Okay, so where's the discretionary spending going, right? Is that the question?
And Terry, I have a meeting with Chief Neal tomorrow.
Okay, and that's probation, chief of probation.
Correct. Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing, too, is I've always asked that question. It's we have a lot of money going into probation because of AB 109. And the community policing or whatever they call this thing has got like nine people in it, I think. Why more money going into the probation office?
Well, some of it is how the state earmarks where the money goes. But actually, I've had several long conversations with Chief Neal. She's very open and receptive. She's very data-driven. Data means a lot to her, and that's great. So I have an in-depth meeting with her tomorrow to discuss a lot of these things, because I know that probation is an issue that people look at and don't necessarily have all the information on, including
me as a new supervisor. We need to have her on, and I tell you why, because there's so many questions. At one point, we had $7 million left over, you know, if they hadn't budgeted. And when Basenko said that, the whole place erupted. You know, why are we not spending that money? The other thing, too, is I'd like to know is how much we're spending per person and what are the results. Are we spending $800 per person and still have a recidivist rate of 85%? I don't know.
This all goes back to what I've been saying for years, and the only thing I ever agreed with Governor Brown on is that what we need in all of our county departments is to start doing some zero-based budgeting. They need to go back and rebuild their budgets and actually see how many positions and funding is on the books that actually isn't being spent there.
Right. And, well, and my experience with probation, and it's early on, but again, very data, very evidence-based. There's a lot of specifics that I'm anxious to see more of and be able to share.
Are you going to take a look at the juvie facility, which is spending $600-something per night per 23 or 24 people in there, and $600-something.
Yes, we have looked at that, and again, we are in the state of California, and there are some issues that surround
exactly right.
juvenile hall and the way what you can do with a juvenile hall and what you can do with those detainees. There's just, and I'm not making excuses. That's the field on which we play. So
they give you the money to do a certain thing with it, and if you don't do that with it, you don't get the money.
Yeah.
Joe and they give it to you after the fact.
Joe Comente, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Just went right by it.
Thank
but
you.
But I think you outlined what you want in your proposal, and like you said, it's still on the drawing board, so other people are going to have things to say about
Absolutely.
It. The only thing I would guard against is something called mission creep. Oh, this is a great idea. Well, this is even better. Let's just add this to it. Well,
no, I agree.
It's called mission creep, and then pretty soon you have nothing.
Right. No, I agree. I think being specific by definition means you stay pretty much focused in a specific area, and certainly that's our intention.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming
Thank
on
you.
The show. All right. Hey, everybody have a great day. Remember, good guys against bad guys. What you do.
I won't back down.
News from Town Hall is brought